National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@biztv.com.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
I watch TV too. I get those magazines where you see the ads and you see the commercials on TV, and the guy or the woman comes on in the commercial and says, do you know what's in your pet's food? And if you cannot pronounce what's in your pet's food, it's got to be bad. No, that's not true at all. And it really upsets me because it is misleading all of you. I will explain why it is so misleading in a couple of minutes. We'll talk with Terry Hayward. You may not know her name, but she is known, very well known among dog trainers, and she is also a certified dog behavior consultant who happens to live in Puerto Rico. And rather than pick up the newspaper or look online about what's going on there, I thought, you know what? Let's talk to someone who actually lives in Puerto Rico, and that's what we'll do. Vaccines have become so controversial. A lot of reasons for that. One is what's happening for kids has crossed over to our pets. So it's become controversial on the human side. Should it be controversial on the pet side? Are we over-vaccinating? Well, there are new vaccine guidelines for dogs. Dr. Heather Lenzer of the American Animal Hospital Association will describe what they are, and we'll talk about some of that controversy. And with you, that's who I really want to talk to. 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. As a certified animal behavior consultant, I am here to help you. Jeff in Minnesota, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Just fine. I have a problem with my one-year-old dog. Right now he's in his last week of obedience class, and he's doing really well, so okay. That's not a problem. But at home, we have my wife has a 9-year-old little 15-pound dog, and my dog will not leave this one alone. I mean, it always tries to nip at its neck and ears, and it's constant. And the only time it doesn't happen is if we put the little one in like safe zones.
Oh, good. That would have been. One of my recommendations, you know, to get a baby gate or a screen door or something of that nature that you can cut a hole in. And there are even doors you can get that actually for inside the house that have doggy doors. But whatever it is, yes, provide ways in which you can prevent the big dog from getting to the little dog in places where the little dog can go. And when you're not home, when there's no supervision, either to crate the big dog or to separate them in some way.
Which we do.
Good.
Yep. And but there's nothing that, I mean, is it something that's going to go away with age, or because the wife is getting a little very irritated and it's getting to be a pain?
Well, we don't want the wife to be irritated, because you know what happens? You're right. When the wife is irritated, that does get to be a pain. So
yeah,
I understand that. Now, is the little dog actually getting hurt?
He yelps. Yep. And so the safe zones we have is...
He yelps, but does he... Hang on a second. But does he stay away from the other dog to the best of his ability, and the other dog just pursues him all the time? Or, or does he keep coming back? Or does he keep coming back for more?
No. No, he'll go hide under the kitchen table or behind a chair, and that's the only way that he can get away from my bigger dog.
Okay, so what we need to do is we need to teach the bigger dog that this is just not acceptable behavior.
Okay.
And reward your bigger dog for doing things that are incompatible with picking on the smaller dog. We can do both of those things. Now, when you went to and you're going to doggy class, just like you teach your dog to sit or roll over or whatever you're learning in class, you use those same principles, or I hope the same principles, and I hope you're going to a school that uses positive reinforcement. Use the same use the same principles to teach your dog, and maybe your dog trainer can give you some specific suggestions because I'm constrained by radio time. But you can use the same principles to teach your dog not to go after the other dog. You can do it via clicker training, and you could do it via rewards, the kind of rewards, whether it be food or praise or both, or even a toy that you're using in class, and apply those same principles. And if you think about it, it makes sense. If you could teach your dog to sit or to give you a high five, you can similarly teach your dog to stay away from the other dog. You really can. The other thing that you can do and should do is give your dog the sorts of things that your dog can do that are incompatible with going after the other dog. You have a larger dog. We are going to send you, and we only have a limited number of these, so you're getting one, a Kong Wobbler. They're like Kong toys on steroids. They're giant. They're large plastic toys, and your dog pushes it around a little bit, and food or kibble or treats can tumble out of a hole.
Okay, I saw that on your website.
Yeah, that could well be. And what you do is... you give this to your dog when your dog is acting appropriately, but you also give this to your dog so your dog has a behavior that is incompatible with, you know, if your dog's busy doing this, your dog's not going to be picking on the other dog. But what I also want you to do is give your dog other social opportunities. So you apparently have a friendly dog. Going to dog training class is wonderful, but maybe go to a dog park. Take your dog out for lots of walks. Give your dog another outlet to be social with other dogs, and eventually your dog will get the message that first, this little dog doesn't like it, you're not going to give positive attention at all for it, that in the meantime you're training your dog actually not to do it. So all of this combined with the opportunity to be social with other dogs should work in time. It may not happen overnight, but it should happen fairly quickly.
Okay, yeah, because I do bring him to the dog park and a mile walk every day, and that's where I think he was picking it up from, is because he loves to wrestle with other dogs at the park, and then he brings that home.
Well, you have to teach that. Well, you have to teach context, and dogs do understand that very well.
Okay.
You know, but they also, you're right. I mean, you know, I mean, we had a dog that wasn't allowed up on our furniture, but then would go to a neighbor's house who didn't care, and then our neighbor would watch the dog for a few days, and we'd get the dog back, and the dog would be jumping on our furniture, you know? So, So that's exactly what you're saying, and I understand that. But you really can teach your dog to, no, this is the rule in our house with this dog.
So it's just going to take time and persistence.
Mm-hmm. And consistency.
Okay.
Yeah. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Philoquinone. What am I talking about? Well, according to some TV commercials, if you cannot pronounce what's on the packaging of the pet food, that means it's bad for your pet. You shouldn't be there. Well, I'll tell you about Philoquinone known and more when we come back. I'll figure out how to pronounce it on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Oh, AI. Oh,
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston! Here, boy! We need you!
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat! That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
All right, this could take me 20 minutes because I really feel so strongly about this. The first time I saw one of those television commercials, I just was so angry, and I am more angry now because I've seen the commercials over and over and have seen print ads that say this: if you cannot pronounce what's on the packaging of your pet's food. So the good news is more people look on the packaging than ever before. I mean, we care. And also, we want natural ingredients. And I'm not saying natural ingredients are a bad thing. Here is what I am saying, though. Pronunciation of a word or understanding what that word means has absolutely nothing to do with the quality of the pet food. Nothing whatsoever. Here's what I'm talking about. I don't even know that I can pronounce all these. Hydrodrosic acid. Did I get that right? You know what that is? Hydrodrosic acid. That's as close as I can get. You know what that is? You'll see that on some packaging. Maybe you won't see that on packaging. Maybe for this one, you'll see what it is. It's water. That's what it is. So that's something I could barely pronounce, has a whole lot of letters in it. Hydroxic acid is also water, by the way. Same thing. Pantothenic acid. That sounds like something you wouldn't want your pet to have, right? Well, what that is vitamin B5. Many animals, including us humans, require this, actually. It's a coenzyme A. This gets pretty technical. And foods naturally rich in pantothenic acid include, but are not limited to, avocado, salmon, sunflower seeds, and broccoli. And there's a much longer list than that. That is something we need and something our dogs need as well. Gallic acid. So there's something you could pronounce, but do you know what that is? Well, gallic acid is also known as trihydrobenzoic or something like that acid. You know what this is? It's an antioxidant found in lots of fruits, lots of plants, like blueberries. Again, it's something you want to have. It's good for us. When you read those stories about less cancer in people and incidentally in dogs, more antioxidants is what you need. And when you read those stories, they will list gallic acid. It is a good thing. Phylloquinone, that's vitamin K. That's all it is. It's a fat-soluble vitamin that activates the protein that clots the blood. Again, it's something we need. It's needed for the synthesis of bone proteins. A vitamin K deficiency can lead to heart disease, weakened bones, tooth decay, and cancer. Dark leafy vegetables contain this, including kale, Brussels sprouts, and broccoli, as do prunes. So there is something good about prunes other than what you know prunes are good for. But the point is that this is good. You see this on packaging. According to the commercial, you're supposed to walk away. And some of these things, now when it's water, the pet food companies do say water. My point is there's another name for some of these things that is pretty long. And some of these other names, according to the FDA Center for Veterinary Medicine, that's the name they have to use. I'll give you one more example. Medium chain triglycerides. That sounds like, wow, you don't want that. Well, it's coconut oil and palm kernel oil. They're the top sources of MCT. So are cheeses, milk, yogurt, and lots of other things that we eat all the time. MCTs improve digestion, improve metabolic rate, incidentally assisting in weight loss. So I guess I should look for those. Also advances improving, and this is new research, long-term and short-term brain health. It's good for our brains. So it's something you should look for. So pronounceability or familiarity with a term have nothing to do, nothing whatsoever necessarily to do with what we want in our pet foods, or for that matter, in our own foods. Coming up next, the conversation with a dog trainer who has lived through Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico.
Don't you go anywhere. Stay tuned for more of Steve Dale's Pet World.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
I wanted to find out what's really happening and has happened in Puerto Rico. The only way to do that, I thought, is to talk to someone who's been living in Puerto Rico. Terry Hayward is a certified dog behavior consultant, a Karen Pryor instructor. Terry, you're okay? Your pets are okay?
We are. We're some of the fortunate ones. We're really lucky. We managed to evacuate off-island, my husband, I, and my four animals. And we'll be off-island for a brief time, but hopefully getting back there ASAP.
So you have been living in Puerto Rico, I know, for 8 years, is it?
I think it's 8 to 10 now. I'd have to go back and look
at the
calendar.
That's
but
okay.
Yeah, a while.
Yeah. And originally from the United States, and after the hurricane, you were able to make it back. So you survived Hurricane Maria. You were there for a while before you did make it back to the U.S. just very recently. How bad are things for people? How bad are they for the animals?
Awful. You know, we were sleeping on the floor, on the tiles, because it was so hot. And I just felt helpless. You know, our animals are panting because it's so hot, so humid, so oppressive, and there was nothing we could do for them.
You couldn't give them water?
We could. We had water that we were collecting in barrels. Our trash barrels were doubling as rain catchment systems. And, of course, we had the water that we'd prepped ahead of time. But without water flowing out of the pipes and no sign of when that was returning, everybody was being very cautious with the water.
Mm-hmm, of course. Now, before all this happened, before the hurricanes, tons of street animals, in truth, dogs and cats in Puerto Rico. Do you see things changing maybe for the better somehow as a result of this happening?
The one advantage that I think as a result of the storm that may come about is that so many rescue groups are trying to help evacuate animals off island just because it's so overwhelming right now. So a lot of animals are moving off island and hopefully going on to, you know, better permanent homes. And there was a lot of effort to collect as many strays as possible to get them out of harm's way just prior to the storm.
Yeah. In Puerto Rico, I know you work with one particular rescue organization. Can you tell me about them?
Yeah, I've partnered with ARF of Rincon for several years now. We sort of share the same vision, and they recognize that training is just as important for the physical health of the animals as well as the mental and behavioral health. So they will frequently refer to me or defer to me if they have some behavioral issues that need to be addressed before animals can be adopted.
And I think we're not only talking about training, we're talking specifically about positive reinforcement training.
Absolutely. Yep. The use of force-free methods, teaching animals what we want them to do to help to set them up for success, which overall, you know, feels better for people as well as the animals that are sharing their lives.
I want to talk about that a little bit because historically, I believe in Puerto Rico, aversive training techniques have been and continue to be in many places very, very popular. Are you fighting an uphill battle in some ways?
You know, I like to think of it rather than fighting as sort of, you know, opening hearts and minds. You know, we're always looking to educate and provide information. Sometimes people are doing things the way that they're doing because they've just always done them that way and they don't know that maybe there's another way that may even work better. So trying to, you know, slowly just model behavior that you'd like to see happen, both with people and animals, you know, using positive reinforcement with the humans too is an important component.
I know you're about to fairly soon return back to Puerto Rico, but you have an option. I mean, you're originally from New England. You have
Yes.
family here. You could, I suppose, begin here again, here meaning in the contiguous U.S. And it bugs me when people say here in the U.S., meaning having, right, because Puerto Rico's part of the U.S., but I'm sure that family and friends have said, why go back there?
Yeah, some people have asked us, would you ever live in Puerto Rico again? Are you going back to Puerto Rico? Absolutely. That's where our home is. You know, we've actually lived out of the States for about 20 years now. We were in Papua New Guinea, Samoa, British Virgin Islands, and now, again, Puerto Rico. But, you know, that's where our life is based. So we're glad to be able to stay with family, definitely during this crisis. But, you know, that's where our home is.
Well, we will keep in touch with you, Terry. Terry Hayward, thank you very much for joining us. And believe me, at least as far as I'm concerned personally, my heart is with Puerto Rico. And I know that most Americans feel the same way I do about our fellow Americans in Puerto Rico. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips. Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Our telephone numbers are 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Ann in North Carolina, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, very good. You sound like the nicest lady I'll ever want to talk with.
Well, I'd feel much better if I could figure why this cat is urinating beside the box.
Uh-oh.
We had her checked for a UTI. We gave her medicine for that. We've had her ears done. And she just, it seems like she's doing it out of meanness or...
Oh, no, that actually,
she'll
no.
She'll go one time in the box and then she'll urinate right outside the box.
Okay, so she's always urinating right next to the box?
Right next to the box.
All right, so assuming we have ruled out a medical possibility... And your veterinarian must have thought at some time there was a urinary tract infection if he gave the medication.
He did a test when we got back. We traveled to the mountains, and we came back and went to our vet, and he looked her over good.
But you said
to the tune of $200.
But you said there was some medication, right?
I'm sorry?
And you said there was some medication?
Yes, she took something for UTI, for urinary infection.
Okay, so my...
You know, everybody kept saying that was what it was.
All right,
and then
so...
for her ears, mites in her ears.
Okay, so
and
my...
We finished all of that. It's been about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
Okay, so my hope is that your veterinarian wouldn't just give medication just because. So there must have been some sign of a urinary tract infection.
Yeah,
so,
he did a test of some sort.
So,
I don't know what it was. My husband took her.
Right, but... sometimes we don't finish the course of medication and the UTI comes back, and sometimes it just comes back, kind of waxes and wanes, and we have to do it all over again. That is a possibility. But what is actually more likely is this may be at least in part behavior. When a cat goes next to the litter box, let me just tell you what we know, and then you can tell me how, if at all, it applies to you. But when a cat goes next to the box, the cat is not saying the location is bad. The cat is saying, there's a reason why I don't want to use this box. So it could be that the box is too dirty. You're not scooping it once a day, at least. At least. Okay, I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. The second thing, it could be that some cats prefer uncovered boxes, and it could be a covered box. So cats that go right next to the box could be a change in the litter, that you changed up the cat litter, and the cat's saying, I don't like this litter. So... what I would consider doing is putting a box right next to that litter box. Now, generally, I do not tell people to do this at all. Having two boxes together is, in a sense, like having one giant litter box. However, for this particular issue, what I would try is to add a litter box right next to it. Is this box covered or uncovered?
Uncovered. Always has been.
All right. So I would put another uncovered box. Do you have any other pets in the house or a dog? I assume... Right. Okay. So I just wanted to make sure. So put that box right next to it. Some cats, as they age, not necessarily as they get old, but just through the years, for reasons that are unbeknownst to anybody except the cats, some cats decide, I want to poop in one box, pee in another, or I want a choice of these two locations. So just putting another box next to that box might be the way to simply solve the problem. It may not work, but it might work. How old is you? Now, you didn't tell me how old your cat is.
She's about 7.
Okay.
We've had her since she was like 1 or so.
Uh-huh.
You know, I guessed at it. She was a cat off the street. The other thing she's doing, she's just eating everything. She's dying to eat all the time, but she wants wet food. She won't touch the dry food. She's always eating dry food.
I
thought maybe she's mad at me because I don't give her enough wet food.
No. Does she seem even more active and more hungry in general?
Not active at all. She sleeps all day long.
Okay.
She does seem more hungry. Unless she just knows that she keeps on whining. And I'll feed her because I don't want her to be hungry.
All right. Well, it could be that your cat has trained you.
You're right.
Cats are really good at that. So that issue aside, the other thing that cannot hurt is to get one litter box, put it right next to the litter box that's currently there, but also to get another litter box and put that somewhere else in the house. So unless you live in a very small apartment, in which case I would say that's not necessary. But if you live on more than one story in a house, then I would say add a litter box and put it not in the basement, but somewhere else in the house that you think is appropriate for you, that you're comfortable with. So it's not in the middle of your bedroom, which you probably don't want, but somewhere where your cat can get to it pretty easily, which is why I say not the basement in this case. So now your cat will have two extra choices. One is a litter box that's next to that current litter box and another in a different location. Now, here's what happens with urinary tract infections, just to explain why cats will sometimes miss the box that have UTIs. And UTIs are not as common as one would think. It's usually cystitis. So I'm going to give you two things to do. But let me explain, though. So what happens is the cat pees in the box and it kind of hurts. So then the cat says, ouch, this isn't good. And going outside the box on a very soft surface like the carpet, it might not hurt as much or might not hurt at all. And that's why. And, you know, with UTIs, as women tell me, and the same thing with people, is sometimes it hurts, sometimes it doesn't. It kind of waxes and wanes. Sometimes the first course of antibiotics works perfectly. Sometimes it really doesn't. And sometimes you even need a different antibiotic depending on the type of bacteria that is infecting you. So it's the same with cats. So it could be that the UTI came back. As I said, though, what's actually more common is interstitial cystitis, which also kind of hurts.
Right.
And it's the same thing that the cat says, ouch, and then finds a place that might be more comfortable. But when the cat is going right next to the box, it's common, but just as if not more common, I'm telling you, is just not scooping often enough or a complaint that the cat has about the litter itself. So yeah. Unscented litter would be something I would look for, by the way, but don't change up the litter too much. So I would go, your cat sometimes uses the box, you said, so I would not change the litter in that box. The box you put next to it, if you're not using an unscented clumping litter, then use an unscented clumping litter in that box.
All right. I will.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate your calling. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Coming up next, it's our email question of the week. Yay! You can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. How do you stop a cat from hunting? Well, that's what Sally in Virginia wants to know, and I will answer her next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Oh, no. Next week. Ah, scary. We're talking about blah, 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 Halloween safety. You scared? You ought to be. That's next week on the program. And also, we will continue a conversation that we've had with Pat Miller about aggressive dogs. And, you know, I was in the back room of a veterinary clinic just yesterday. And the veterinarian, our friend, Dr. Natalie Marks, who's been on the show many times, said, you know, Steve, that dog's not aggressive. That dog's reactive. And she's right. Terminology does mean a lot. And it turns out dogs that are what we would say, and by their actions, are aggressive, are reactive. They're reacting to something. But moreover, mostly, they're afraid. Not always, but mostly, that's what's going on. And we'll talk about that with Pat Miller next week.
Great simple words. You got mail.
Woo-hoo! You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, can anything be done to curb a cat's hunting behavior? Our Maine Coon is an amazingly successful hunter. Given the opportunity, she slips outside through the doggy door or cries pitifully to go out. She brings home chipmunks, birds, baby squirrels, and snakes. Ugh. We tried to cat bib her. I'll explain what that is in a moment. And that did not work. I can't accept the idea that her behavior is natural. And should I let her continue to kill other animals? Do you have any advice? Well, I do have some advice. So a cat that's been outdoors its entire life is a challenge in many cases to keep indoors only. Lots of reasons to keep these cats indoors only. And you mentioned one of them. And apparently you feel badly about it. And in a way you should. Because a cat that is constantly killing other animals, one could argue that's a part of nature, but one could argue that's not fair. And it's not fair in particular to songbirds, but these other species as well. Now, cats have been out there.
since the Pilgrims, we brought cats over with us on the Mayflower, apparently, doing exactly what you describe. Having said that, and they've been doing that in Europe for far, far longer and other parts of the world. So in a way, it's a part of the natural system, but in a way, it's not. But there's more to it than that. I'm worried about the cat. So a cat that's outdoors, statistically, and I'm about to say what I'm about to say, and then people say to me, well, my cat was outdoors only and lived 21 years. Well, maybe. And there are people that smoke cigarettes that live to the age of 98. Most people who smoke, however, do not. And most cats that are outdoors have other problems along the way. It can be infectious disease they get from other cats. It could be getting into a cat fight or two or three or four along the way, and you're paying for the veterinary bills for that. Never mind the suffering that your cat has being in that cat fight. Cats get hit by cars. We think somehow, some way that dogs do and cats don't. They avoid it. No, cats don't necessarily avoid that. And there's a whole list of things, everything from a cat being thirsty, antifreeze tastes really good, one lap lick of antifreeze and you have a dead cat. And the list goes on and on and on. So cats are safer indoors only, and they're going to live longer indoors only. That is something we know. So what do you do in your case? So for a lot of cats, what we can do is make the indoors as interesting as it is outside. So they don't have real birds to catch, but they have prey to find around the house. So you're hiding treats around the house. You even put food in different places so the cat, quote, hunts their food, whether it's moist food or dry food, it doesn't matter. And you put that in different places and you teach the cat if you're going to look for it, you will find it. And change up the environment a little bit by using anything from empty boxes to the toys that we get and make those toys really challenging and interactive. And for most cats, enriching the environment is great. That does the job, but not for all cats. All cats, cats are creatures of habit, and many cats will still go out through that doggy door or at least want to do that. And if you don't let them, they will scream like your cat is doing. So what do? If you have a backyard, there are ways to enclose that backyard or create a catio is the term now. So if you're a do-it-yourself type person, you can do that. And there's instructions online about how to do that if you like DIY projects. If not, then you could buy them, actually. And they're enclosed cat places that you put outside. There is something called cat fence in. And what this does, if you have a fence around the perimeter of your backyard, if you happen to have that, you put this over that and it's concave. So the cat cannot climb out and other animals cannot climb in. You could still theoretically get a bird of prey that flies over and attacks a cat. And incidentally, that happens. That's the other problem with cats being outdoors only, incidentally. Coyotes, potentially birds of prey, even stray dogs may prey upon cats that are outside only. Or they can get skunked, which is not a good thing. If something happens to them medically outdoors, there's no person there. You know, so cats with a heart disease, for example, can suffer these stroke-like events. Indoors, you could take the cat to an emergency clinic. Outdoors, the cat probably ultimately dies because there's no one out there to help the cat. There are things you can do, a leash and harness. You could train your cat for that and take your cat for walks outdoors. That all of those other options I would consider or to try to begin doing those things. That is the right thing to do for your cat, in my opinion. You can email me your questions, steve@petworldradio.net. One more thing, I suppose, it's the Indoor Cat Initiative at The Ohio State University College of Veterinary Medicine. Lots of information in a booklet that they have available on their website. Again, mine, email me, steve@petworldradio.net. American Animal Hospital Association has new guidelines for vaccinating our dogs. We will talk about changes in those guidelines next.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
From the American Animal Hospital Association, it is Dr. Heather Lenzer, who is very excited.
Yeah,
you can tell.
I am.
Because we have new guidelines, vaccine guidelines for dogs.
We do.
From the American Animal Hospital Association. So we do this every couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So what would be the big news for dogs, do you think?
I'd say the big news is reiterating that what we did before is still really relevant.
So nothing. So our recommendation that vaccines should be tailored for the lifestyle of the dog, that has stayed solid. And
that means the vaccines that your dog needs might be different even than your neighbor's dog.
And like literally neighbor, like right beside you one house down.
Explain how.
Well, a lot of it depends on where that dog is going on a daily basis and what they're exposed to. So my dogs, we live in New Jersey. We have a lot of Lyme disease, and I have a pet sitter. I don't do doggy daycare, dog parks, that kind of thing. My neighbor right down the street does tons of doggy daycare, takes her dog into boarding kennels, and actually takes them to dog shows.
I'm worried about the dog flu.
Of course you are, and
yes.
I am too.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different vaccines. So her dogs actually get way more vaccines than mine do mm-hmm. because of their exposure to other dogs.
And in New Jersey, if you're outside all the time, Lyme vaccine. But if you're in North Dakota, maybe not.
Maybe not, exactly. And things like leptospirosis, which is another disease that is really geographically based.
Well, I'll tell you, lepto is getting to be everywhere.
I know.
So I don't know about the geographics on that one so much.
Right.
Because leptospirosis is now so common.
It is.
In so many places
yep.
in the country.
Yep.
Now, something else that's new, I believe, is biologics. Explain what that is and how that ties in. It's very exciting.
It really is. So these are, they're in the vaccine, like, because they're administered by an injection, but they're not actually vaccines. These are injections that will help change an animal's immune response to things like allergies, like atopic dermatitis, which is the thing that dogs get when they're scratching themselves, licking their feet. It's one of actually the main reasons that dogs go to the veterinary hospital. So they're now, there's an injection for that. There's several for different types of cancers. So it's not necessarily a vaccine against it, but if an animal does have something like melanoma, lymphoma, or even mammary tumors or breast cancer, there are some injections that a veterinarian can give that actually lean more towards the vaccine profile than they do like a chemotherapy profile.
Mm-hmm.
So your vet, since I mean we've got great recommendations in our guidelines about them, and your veterinarian will know about them, so it's a great conversation to have with them.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
About vaccines in particular, I think there's so much misinformation.
Tons.
Misguided, even though perhaps well-meaning.
Yep.
From people who say never do this or don't do this.
Right.
This is reading it, the opportunity to read it from the experts who have put this all together.
Yep.
It's there. It's public. And
it
you
is
can read it.
So public. So, and it is, we're getting them more and more pet owner friendly. Now, actually, the vaccine guidelines is our first one that is online ready. So you can actually access it from a mobile phone. It's mobile ready instead of reading a PDF, you know, a little tiny print. And it's really, I'm really pleased with how much information our pet owners, and these are really special pet owners because they do want to read the fine print. They're really going to enjoy this. It's a fantastic resource. So
now,
if they just go to aha.org, there's a search engine, just like Google, you know, and you just type up at the top guidelines.
Yep. And they're the newest guidelines there, so you'll
yes.
see them rather quickly.
Yeah.
Which you're clearly very excited about.
I am.
So
I am.
While we have just a tiny bit of time,
sure.
Here's what I wanted to ask you about, and that is vaccines like the parvovirus vaccine for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not a suggested, it is necessary
yes.
that all dogs get these, you
yes.
know? But there's still a percent of people out there, and this is what I want you to address,
yeah.
that for reasons I can't explain, I don't know that you can,
right.
but we need to have these dogs vaccinated. And I guess, here's what they say, same thing with distemper. Well, I never see it. Well, in my opinion, you never see it because people do vaccinate.
Well, I think distemper is definitely an argument. It's definitely out there, but you probably don't know a lot of people whose dogs have had it. Parvo, though, parvo is real. Parvo lives for a very long time in the soil, and it infects puppies. So these are little guys that they don't have a strong immune system, and they are super, super at risk. So they should start getting those vaccines every almost 3 to 4 weeks when they're really young to help protect them in that important time as they're growing. Once they get older, you can start doing something called titer testing, which is measuring a dog's immunity based off of their previous vaccine to see if they may or may not need a new one. So that's something to talk to the veterinarian about too. But puppies need parvo vaccines, period, period, period.
I agree,
yes.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of information about titer testing and what that means
yeah.
in the guidelines as well.
Yeah.
Dr. Lenzer, thank you.
Thank you.
Now you can find those guidelines at aaha.org/vaccine guidelines. Next week, blah, 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 blah. Scary. We talk about Halloween safety.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalk Radio.